Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany confirms President Trump is meeting today with Republican legislative leaders from Michigan. She says Trump and lawyers working for him are baselessly claiming fraud and calling for all votes from the city of Detroit to be thrown out.
It's not clear what the president's endgame is. He lost Michigan by more than 150,000 votes, but some Trump allies have suggested preventing states from certifying their results to give him another potential path to a second term. It's highly unlikely to work, and it subverts the choice of the American people. Asked about the purpose of the meeting with the Michigan lawmakers, McEnany tried to play it down.
This is not an advocacy meeting. There will be no one from the campaign there. He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
The timing, however, makes this hardly routine, and she didn't say what they would actually be discussing. A bipartisan elections board meets Monday to certify Michigan's statewide results. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Joe Biden has officially been certified as the winner of Georgia's 16 electoral votes. As Grant Blankenship of Georgia Public Broadcasting explains, the Trump campaign can still request a recount.
After one premature press release that had to be walked back, the Secretary of State's office says Georgia's results are true and correct. President-elect Joe Biden beat President Donald Trump by 12,760 votes. Now, because that margin is within 0.5%, the Trump campaign is allowed by law to request a recount before close of business Tuesday. That would send all 5 million ballots cast through high-speed scanners, a different process than the full hand-count audit that ended Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Germany is observing the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg war crimes trial that brought Nazi leaders to justice. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports that trial influences international law even today.
It had been just 6 months since Nazi Germany surrendered when the Nuremberg trial opened on November 20th, 1945, and much of the city was a bombed-out ruin. The 22 defendants represented the highest echelons of Nazi power, including two of Hitler's most important generals and his second-in-command, Hermann Göring. The trial's significance was vital. For the first time in history, countries with different forms of government came together to hold representatives of a defeated enemy accountable for violations of international law.
NPR's Rob Schmitz. Pharmaceutical maker Pfizer and its partner BioNTech are asking U.S. regulators to permit emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine. The companies say the Food and Drug Administration has the information it needs to determine whether the two-shot vaccine works and is safe enough to be rolled out to millions of people. Companies recently announced the vaccine appears to be 90% effective in large and still ongoing trials. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 219 points. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is denying that actions the administration has taken to end several emergency lending programs being run by the Federal Reserve are aimed at making it harder for President-elect Joe Biden to promote economic recovery. Mnuchin says rather the decision was made because the programs are not being heavily used. It's felt the money could be better spent. Some critics question that, though, saying it could limit the president-elect's options as he takes office. The UN Secretary General is warning that Yemen is in imminent danger of the worst famine the world has seen in decades, and he says everyone should avoid taking steps that could make that situation worse. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Aid groups are worried that the U.S. is about to add one party in the conflict in Yemen, Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, to a terrorism blacklist. The aid groups say that could undermine an already complicated humanitarian effort. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls this a fragile moment as the U.N. tries to mediate between the Houthis and the Saudi-led coalition.
We believe that any other unilateral initiative will probably not be positive. I don't think we should rock the boat at the present moment.
The UN chief is taking part this weekend in the G20 summit hosted by the Saudis. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's analyzed the effect of this past summer's Sturgis motorcycle rally in South Dakota on neighboring Minnesota. Study finding 86 cases related to the rally. Of that group, 51 people went to the event. 35 others had contact with someone who did. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.